B99.9 Country Cafe. I'm Robin James, and we're up to Story Behind the Song. You know, sometimes the biggest country hits almost don't happen all because of a round of golf. At least that's what happened in this story. Songwriter Gary Baker remembers a summer day back in 1999 when he was running late for a writing session with his partners, Frank Myers and Lone Star's Richie McDonald. He'd been playing golf. By the time Gary rushed in, Richie had already started a new idea, a tender little song called I'm Already There. Now, Richie had the title in the first verse and most of the chorus already written by the time Gary arrived. The inspiration? A phone call with Richie's two-year-old son, Rhett, while Richie was out on the West Coast. In that tiny voice, Rhett asked, Daddy, when will you be home? And Richie said it broke his heart, because even though he wasn't physically home, in his mind, he was already there. Well, Frank loved the chorus the moment that Richie played it for him on the piano, and Gary instantly connected too, thinking about his own little boy, Cole, who always asked the same question whenever Dad was on the road. When are you coming home? The three writers started shaping the song together. Frank joked that his one rule was, whatever we do, don't kill the guy off. Let him get back on the phone with his wife. So they wrote the second verse from the wife's perspective, giving the song an even wider emotional reach. And the rest? Well, you know, pure country magic. I'm Already There went on to spend 6 weeks at number one, touching the hearts all across America. Gary says it remains one of his favorite songs that he's ever been a part of writing, and he's just thankful that Richie didn't start the day writing that one, but waited around long enough for Gary to be a part of it. He said that game of golf might have cost him a career-defining hit. Thankfully, it didn't. That's the story behind Lone Star's I'm Already There on the Country Cafe on B99.9.